broadcast partner right now, Dr. John Wickham, a graduate of Princeton University. Also, he was the head of the seminary, I believe, at Grace Seminary, and he has co-authored a book with Dr. Henry Morris on the Genesis Flood. This is a man who is traveling around the world. In fact, John, where do we catch you right now?
I'm in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, holding a prophetic conference here at a church, and the response has been outstanding. Praise God.
Yes, praise the Lord for that. It is always thrilling to me to watch God's word being received by those people who want to know what's going to happen in the future. Well, we want to look at a different area other than prophecy. It's an area that you have somewhat of an expertise in, and that is the battle between creation and evolution. John, there was recently a conference held at the Vatican in Rome, Italy, where they brought in some creationists and also some evolutionists, and they wanted to see if they could find common ground. Now, you and Dr. Morris wrote the book, The Genesis Flood, but in that book you dealt with somewhat of the creation of what has happened in the past as well. Can you tell me, and for those eavesdropping on this conversation, help them to understand, is there any common ground between creation and evolution?
Jimmy, they are absolutely opposite to each other. Evolutionism in all its forms, including theistic evolution, says that new information by God or chance is being added to organisms through time, and thus things improve in quality and complexity through time. That is the opposite of science and scripture. The Bible tells us, of course, that things are going downhill because of the curse. As long as living things exist, more and more mutations, more and more genetic problems, isolation, inbreeding, gene depletion, things are getting weaker and worse, not better. And therefore, the Bible and true science are in harmony with each other and in total opposition to every form of evolution.
You know, that's a statement that you just made that many people may not agree with, because they will not look at creation, the account of creation found in God's Word, and say that it has a relationship to science. They say science disproves creation. Could you just explain a bit further what you mean by true science and the biblical account of creation?
True science is not some kind of a philosophy or a presupposition that is imposed upon reality. True science is looking at the intricate design and function of living things and complex physical systems in the universe. And everything we actually see, Jimmy, everything any scientist has ever seen, is infinitely complex. It obviously was designed by God. And the Bible tells us who that God is. It's Jesus Christ the Lord, the second person of the triune Godhead, through whom all things were created. John 1:3. Without whom nothing was ever made that was made. And I say, thank you, God, for telling us the secret that we desperately need to know. Who is this designer of the universe and the world?
Well, you mentioned also theistic evolution. What's that all about?
Theistic evolution is an attempt to compromise between the Bible and evolutionism by saying that God actually used or caused evolution through the millions and millions of years. But this makes God a liar, because he wrote a Bible in which he said it didn't take millions of years. Nothing has improved through time. It's exactly the opposite. The world was created very rapidly, within a week. Then it was cursed soon after that because of man's rebellion. And things have been going downhill. This is what scientists call the second law of thermodynamics, ever since the creation and the curse of the world.
John, just about a week ago now, I was reading an article, actually reading it on the Internet, about a group of professors, some of them at California University, out, of course, in California. They were talking about the possibility of creating, and that's the word they used, creating artificial life sometime within the next 5 to 10 years. Talk to me about that. Let our people listening to this conversation understand, is that a possibility or not?
Absolutely not, Jimmy, because life, as most scientists who aren't even Christians acknowledge, is so infinitely complex that we can't even begin to end. The most complex system in the universe is the human brain, which, of course, is the physical aspect of the human mind, which is, of course, an extension of the human heart, which is the image and likeness of God. We will never create actual living things. Robots are fantastic and complex, yes, but there's no comparison between a robot, a machine that a man can manufacture, and a living being that God and God alone can create.
When a scientist says that within the next 5 years he'll be able to bring about artificial life, are we talking about those who were described in 2 Peter chapter 3 who said that they will be willfully ignorant that God brought everything into existence simply by speaking?
Yes, of course, Peter in his final chapter there, 2 Peter chapter 3, says that in the last days men will deny the basic realities of the world and deny what God has said. They are total uniformitarians. They will say everything is the same as it's always been. Everything always will be the same. They reject creation and the flood in the past. They reject God's judgment of the world in the future. And that is the philosophy, Jimmy, that dominates almost all of the so-called reputable accredited universities in the world today. That is a major problem, of course, the Bible has to deal with in terms of the final judgment of men by God, who loves us enough to die for us and make it possible for us to know the truth in Jesus Christ.
To know the truth in Jesus Christ. Well, let me just ask you one bit of a political type question. It has to do, I believe, with spiritual input as far as the answer or the direction that should be taken by any political leader. George W. Bush, when he was president, stopped any research into stem cell activities. Now, under the new Obama administration, they're moving ahead with that. Are we messing with God in any way, shape, or form along this line?
Yes, Jimmy, this is an extremely serious problem because we're actually making a political game out of this issue of killing unborn babies for their stem cells, embryonic stem cells. This is a political hoax. Ask Charles Krauthammer, Fox News commentator who suffered severe spinal injury. Consider what happened to Christopher Reeves. Consider what happened to President Ronald Reagan, who experienced Alzheimer's. They could not be healed, cured, by embryonic or even adult stem cells. My son, Dr. David Whitcomb, is a world-renowned expert on this subject. He's the chief of Gastroenterology, University of Pittsburgh Medical Center. He's written on this, lectured on this, and he has pointed out over and over again, we don't kill unborn babies for their stem cells because embryonic stem cells are far less useful than adult stem cells. And I say, will God help us to realize that Satan is behind this scheme, just like Hitler killed millions of people to do what? To help other people, supposedly, namely the Nordic race, and we'll never recover from that satanic disaster. So again, Satan wants to kill millions and millions of children, unborn children, to supposedly help adults. It doesn't work, never has, and cannot. This is a great, great disaster, Jimmy, that's come upon our nation.
And as we think about it, in light of what you were sharing with us from 2 Peter chapter 3, all that we have been talking about is evidence how soon the Lord Jesus Christ may be returning to this earth.
Right, and we see the signs. Jesus Christ warned us, we can see the signs of the weather, but are we seeing the signs of the times? The political disasters that are happening all over the world, unification of the world under one supposed great, brilliant leader, who, of course, will be the Antichrist. And things are happening in Israel, and we all want to know what God is going to do in Israel as we see the tensions growing and we see that something is coming to a climax very, very soon.
Dr. John Whitcomb, a dear friend of us right here on Prophecy Today, a personal friend of mine, and a man that I look to learn from, and we've done exactly that today as I've had a conversation with him. John, blessings upon you there as you continue the Prophecy Conference this weekend. Thank you so very much for being available to us. We so appreciate it, and we're looking forward to another conversation down the line with you sometime soon.
Thank you, Jimmy. God be with you.